From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Hosni Mubarak has surrendered Egypt's presidency, and the military is in charge, promising a civilian government eventually. But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Cairo, big questions remain.
The question now becomes, what role will they take? Will this be a caretaker role of moving things along towards a more democratically set government here? Or will they crack down and help create another regime? I mean, after all, they have had a role in why there has been this sort of leadership here for the past 4 or 5 decades even.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Cairo. The ouster of President Mubarak has Israelis worried about relations with Egypt. But today, Egypt's military assured Israel the peace treaty between the two nations will be honored. NPR's Philip Reeves reports it's welcome news in Jerusalem.
Much of the world is cheering the fall of Mubarak, but in Israel, feelings are mixed. Israelis have been watching the Egyptian revolution embolden a generation of young Arabs. They're wondering what the long-term consequences might be and whether this will make their neighbours still more hostile. Israelis are particularly worried Mubarak's fall could endanger their strategically crucial 32-year-old peace treaty with Egypt. Egypt's ruling military have their hands full on the domestic front right now, but they've already come under international pressure to honour the treaty with Israel. They've stated they will. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's welcomed this, saying the treaty is the cornerstone of peace and stability in the Middle East. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Egyptians around the world are celebrating what they've seen in Cairo. From member station WAMU, Matt Laszlo reports demonstrators were back at the Egyptian embassy in Washington this weekend.
Men, women, and children danced, sang patriotic songs, and waved bright Egyptian flags. It's a stark contrast from the angry anti-Mubarak chants that filled this space the last couple weekends. Mohammed Marzaban is an Egyptian-American who came out to celebrate.
Well, I feel very privileged to be of the generation that, you know, that attended this change I've been in, and I'm just very thrilled by this historical moment.
Many in the crowd called for the White House to do more to support Egypt's pro-democracy movement as the transition moves forward. Similar celebrations were being held in many American cities, including Chicago, Detroit, and San Francisco. For NPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Conservatives talked presidential politics at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington. Here's Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour.
If the 2012 campaign's about issues, independents will again join us in getting our country turned around and back on the right track.
Libertarian Ron Paul was the top vote-getter in their straw poll. This is NPR News in Washington. Pakistan has issued an arrest warrant for its former president, Pervez Musharraf, over the assassination of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. Larry Miller reports it's unlikely Musharraf will voluntarily end his self-imposed exile in London and return to Pakistan.
Pakistani prosecutors say Musharraf knew the Taliban planned to target Bhutto, but that he didn't try to prevent her murder or provide adequate security. Bhutto was killed while electioneering in 2007. Prosecutors say they can't progress the Bhutto investigation without questioning Musharraf, and they want him at their next hearing in a week. He's dismissed the allegations, calling them politically motivated. In October, Musharraf launched a new political party from his London base. A spokesman says Musharraf won't be going back for questioning, describing the accusations as ridiculous. The spokesman says Musharraf will return eventually, but to stand for election. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
One day after protests toppled Egypt's Mubarak, thousands of Algerians defied a government ban to rally in the capital city of Algiers. Heavily armed police tried to seal off the city, blocking streets and setting up barricades, but thousands flooded into the downtown anyway. Tensions have been high in this sprawling North African nation of 35 million since 5 days of riots in early January over high food prices. Actress Elizabeth Taylor remains at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles for treatment of congestive heart failure. A spokeswoman would not indicate the severity of her condition. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.